This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stand with Oz or suffer. I've been focusing a lot on Australia because it's the globalist test ground, and now Pfizer admits that's coming to America. I've been interviewing a lot of the people in the resistance in Australia. We're all Aussies now. Stand with Australia or suffer. Here's John Bowne's latest report at band.video. Please get it and share it.
Australia has become ground zero for the Great Reset tyranny. The free people of Australia are under total assault by power-mad tyrants hell-bent on returning the heart of Oceania into a third-world prison by spreading the great COVID lie through its federations.
I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of Australia to introduce an address by the head of government.
High vaccination rates are the pathway to taking back so much of what we have lost. None of us is safe unless all of us are safe. So this is the most urgent priority.
Australian politicians within the bubble of its constitutional monarchy have over the years revealed that they are not exempt from the criminal perversions of the global elite.
Extraordinary claims coming out of Canberra tonight, with a former Prime Minister allegedly on a list of suspected pedophiles. Liberal Senator Bill Heffernan, who is pushing for the Child Abuse Royal Commission to include the legal profession, told an explosive Senate hearing he has a police list of 28 prominent suspects.
There's a former Prime Minister on this list, and it is a police document.
Throughout my childhood, I was a victim of Australia's VIP child sex trafficking ring. For example, I was prostituted to pedophile parties at Parliament House, Canberra, and to an international leader at Fairbairn Military Airport. The people involved in this elite pedophile ring included high-ranking politicians, police, and judiciary.
And so it is the message of the elite that is dominating Australia.
We believe in a world order that favours freedom and that supports the dignity and free expression of all people. We believe in human rights, in gender equality and the rule of law, and we back that up with how we pursue these things in our own country, in our own society, and how we raise our own children. Australia was one of eight countries only involved in the drafting of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and we continue to strengthen the international human rights system. And we will continue to raise our voice on important issues like the rights of women and girls, the rights of Indigenous peoples, because respecting the rights and freedoms of the individual is intrinsically important. It is fundamental to our values as a people and as a nation. It lifts all societies and nations too, delivering better outcomes through economic inclusion.
So if you get vaccinated, there will be special rules that apply to you.
Women's empowerment, environmental sustainability, rising living standards, and so much more. Australia's actions are guided by our belief in the inherent dignity of all people.
The edicts of social engineering waged upon the once free, isolated nation as it becomes the proving ground for the Great Reset. The United Nations de facto imperialism has even managed to threaten the very lifeblood of the Australian economy, coal.
Fewer than 10 years, that's all the UN has given us to close down our mining industries here in Australia. Assistant Secretary General Selwyn Hart released the UN roadmap at ANU's 2021 Crawford Leadership Forum today. Hart warned OECD countries have until 2030 to close their coal mining industries, commit to a net zero target by 2050, and lift their ambitions to cut greenhouse gas emissions more swiftly.
The Greens and their mega super profits tax going after the tycoons around every corner.
If the UN gets its way and we get out of coal, we won't have any companies to be taxed. So the Greens will defeat their own agenda.
If we stand up for Australia, we stand up for our own sovereignty, and in the long run, deliver the global elite, the true enemy of all free peoples on this rock spinning on the same polar axis around the same sun, a defeat they will never forget. We the people are the true masters of the universe. John Bowne reporting.
We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
That's right. This whole New World Order is nothing more than a satanic ritual against humanity. And I want to thank you all for joining us. There have been incredibly huge developments that we knew were coming that have now transpired and now unfolded in front of the world. We are now into hour number two. I want to hit a very important story that was in New Yorker magazine and also on their podcast. Literally platforming a terrorist, the New Yorker takes heat for hosting climate activists arguing for blowing up pipelines. So Howard Stern can say he wants to rape the dead Columbine children or rape them to death. That's okay. But I get sued for questioning big public events, as we should all question big public events, in another mass shooting. And if I got up here and said, let's blow up federal buildings, I would go to prison, and I should. But when they do it, it's okay. This isn't just literally platforming a terrorist. This is having a terrorist on who says they've engaged in violence and burned things down to then be able to recruit people and to sell a manual on how to blow up pipelines. We're going to get to that first in a moment. And then this ties into the entire planet, not just Australia, not just the United States. Pfizer CEO says normal life won't return without regular COVID vaccinations. We've got his quote. He goes on to say, you won't be able to live without these shots. That is saying you cannot live without me. That's being held hostage. That's the definition of not being your own person, of being domesticated. Australia's chief health officer completely dashes any hope the country will return to normal one day. Says it's a permanent lockdown. She already said that 2 weeks ago, but now she said it specifically. That's coming up. But good news, another hip-hop superstar fights back against mindless compliance. Rihanna follows Nicki Minaj in saying, think for yourself on the vaccines. That ties into, this is completely avoidable. New York hospitals prepare for staffing crisis as vaccination mandates force mass firings. And I forgot to cover this on the Sunday night show. Will you guys cue this up for next segment? The governor of New York, the installed governor, the unelected governor, even worse than Cuomo now, first said we're going to bring foreigners in to replace the large portion of doctors and nurses that are smart and won't take the shots, the experimental shots. Now she says they'll just put National Guard in as your nurses and as your doctors. Wow, with no training. So talk about turning the hospitals into prison gulags. These are military camps now that she's announcing. So we've got all of that. Oh, and guess what else happened, ladies and gentlemen? Incredible videos we're going to be getting to at the bottom of the hour, not just the black folks being thrown out of restaurants because they don't have vaccine passports in New York, but we've got them going around in New York with all those little stands selling apples and oranges and tomatoes and potatoes from little farms outside town that have always been left alone because they should be. They're small family operations. Well, under the guise of COVID, they've now rounded them all up saying they don't have COVID passports. They're not enrolled in the COVID business program. They're not scanning people's phones to make sure they've got the COVID passport, so they throw away the thousands and thousands of dollars of good produce in those food deserts. Any excuse for tyranny, any excuse for cracking down, let us put this experimental shot in your body that causes heart attacks and cancer and blood clots and strokes, or you can't buy or sell. The mark of the beast is here. It's all coming up. But let's hit this right now. Literally platforming a terrorist. The New Yorker takes heat for hosting climate activists arguing for blowing up pipelines. Now, I'm going to read this article, and I'm going to play the audio for you. But I want to explain something. PETA is the Animal Liberation Front. That's come out in court. And the Animal Liberation Front goes around burning down primate research facilities and other animal research facilities, and then groups connected with it burning down ski resorts and Earth First spiking trees with big spikes so when you cut it with a chainsaw, it flies out and, you know, kills you, and sabotaging bulldozers so they blow up. They're Extinction Rebellion. They're a post-human group, but they're funded by the big mega banks that have stolen all the money, that control everything, that are 1,000 times more corrupt than Bernie Madoff, who now own the world through fraud, who want to train you to hate yourself and train you to basically be depopulated and train you to voluntarily be sterilized so that you then get a carbon credit ration if you agree to be sterilized or not have children. That's all being proposed. I told you decades ago it was coming. Now it's mainstream news. So, continuing, this whole group doesn't care about the animals. This whole group doesn't care about humanity. They care about power. They want to guilt you into joining their cult of hating fellow humans. That's how they wrap their Nazi ideology, their Ubermenschian ideology, into something they claim is altruistic and helpful. And so you don't see Earth First and all these groups calling for stopping Chinese pipelines or Syrian pipelines or Iraqi pipelines or Russian pipelines. They only want to shut down Canadian, American, Australian, and New Zealand pipelines, because those are all countries that had some freedom and that are a bad example of the world. You want to get rid of those so the whole world is under a new globalist corporate tyranny that basically looks like communist China. And so, when you hear all this, oh, we want to help the little people, that's why you block commuter trains in London. That's why you block the highways and make people crash and die. That's why these environmental groups have been caught all over the country derailing trains, and in almost every case of derailments, it's the left derailing trains because they're seen as bad, Antifa, Earth First, others. And then the feds who are in on it, they cover it up while it happens because they believe in what's going on. And so that's why they're literally platforming a terrorist who's written a book. Let's start reading the article. Infowars.com, literally platforming a terrorist. The New Yorker takes heat for hosting climate activists arguing for blowing up pipelines. See, they've got free speech, but when you then have a manual and say it's time to get violent, while if you walked into the Capitol on January 6th and you're an old lady with no criminal record because the police waved you in, well, you get 8 months in solitary confinement without a trial. It says the New Yorker is accused of promoting violence after its podcast featured a climate change activist who called destruction of property the most efficient protest tool, praising the violence that marred the George Floyd protests. For the Chinese shipping fentanyl in that he died of, that's okay. The borders being open is totally fine. The third world, you know, being running all these dirty coal power plants, that's fine. It's America you're focused on, because you're supported by the establishment, by all the big publications, by the big media. You're not censored, you're boosted. Online commentators are up in arms over the recent edition of the New Yorker's podcast discussing whether the climate movement should embrace sabotage, which saw one of the featured guests, ecology professor, Lund University in Sweden, Andres Malm, arguing that pipelines can be attacked for the sake of saving the environment. Malm, who released a book titled How to Blow Up a Pipeline, Learning to Fight a World on Fire by Starting Fires earlier this year, appeared to endorse the ransomware attack that shut down Colonial Pipeline in May, causing gasoline shortage in the U.S., and appeared to call for attacks against a total and China's CNOOC 3.5 billion crude pipeline in Uganda and Tanzania. So in fairness to him, he is saying go after China. If people in that region were to attack the construction equipment or blow up the pipeline before it's completed, it would be a favor of that. I would be in favor of that. I don't see how the property damage could be considered morally illegitimate, even what we knew of the consequences of the projects, he said, and he goes on to endorse it. I'll explain what's really behind all this when we come back and actually play you this and more, what you just heard from that transcript, straight ahead. But I'm asking you, are you going to roll over to this? Are you going to fight back to these people that want to enslave you and your family? Are you going to tell everybody you know to tune into this broadcast right now?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Try to calm down as I attempt to rush through all this information and expose it, and just pull back here on the Alex Jones Show for a moment and have us ask ourselves, what's happening? Well, we've got a lot of advanced technology we've developed, and we have a global establishment that believes there's too many people. You can certainly agree with some of those arguments. But they have turned loose a bunch of psychotic, satanic leftists who are running around actually saying humans are parasites and that we should all be extincted and that we are a failed evil species. And then that's the Wall Street Journal, that's the New York Times. That's who these groups are. These are very hateful, horrible people who are almost always associated with occultism and child molestation. The Jacobins, the French Revolution, the Illuminati. And then you've got the New Yorker magazine, the sycophantic fop factory that takes itself so incredibly seriously, along with all the other mainstream news promoting and endorsing Black Lives Matter and Antifa burning down billions of dollars and killing and wounding countless people. And you've got them worshiping and just, promoting the overthrow of local governments because they're bringing in their corporate global government. They are the establishment. They are the leading edge of the system. And then you've got New Yorker magazine and so many others about drastic actions needed. We've got a book about how you blow up a pipeline, which ends up producing thousands of times the damage that a pipeline would ever create. They hardly ever leak or have problems, but you're going to blow one up. It's going to leak for days, if not weeks. But you're not worried about that. You're just worried about your power and your control and claiming the carbon dioxide that comes from oil and gasoline and natural gas is so bad that you're doing it. But it's only the Colonial Pipeline and the Keystone Pipeline and all these systems being shut down by Biden. And now America has to import Russian and Middle Eastern oil, which the globalists control. It was just about not having small operators and small oil wells and small gas wells, because here we've got thousands of people, thousands of companies that go drill for oil. There's only a handful in the Middle East, a handful in Russia, a handful in Africa with the Chinese running it. And it's big monopolies. You actually go look at who funds these environmental groups. BP's the biggest. Exxon Mobil, Dutch Royal Shell are the biggest funders of the carbon taxes. It was Enron developed the plan in the late 80s for the carbon taxes. They control their opposition as they block new energy and new free energy systems, bring in windmills that don't work, act like they're giving you new technology with electric cars that use more carbon, even if you believe their argument that carbon's bad. What you see is not really what's going on. Remember, I made films like Endgame 14 years ago talking about carbon taxes, and the media wrote articles saying Jones is crazy, nobody's planning carbon taxes, but that was always where this was taking us. So here's the big New York establishment publication saying, if people in that region were to attack the construction equipment or blow up the pipeline before it's completed, I would be all for that. I don't see how property damage could be considered morally illegitimate. Well, when people don't have jobs, they starve to death there, just like the lockdown did. given what we know about the consequences of such projects. Oh, all your fake BS numbers. Mom boasted about his role in property destruction campaign for the sake of a noble cause. What if I say it's noble and come burn down your house? I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying. Mom boasted about his own role in a property destruction campaign for the sake of a noble cause, saying that his group slashed the tires of thousands of SUVs in 2017 in Sweden, arguing that the acts of vandalism led to a drop in demand for the vehicles from your terrorism. Yeah, I've had somebody knock out my SUV's windows twice in Austin. Speaking about peaceful climate protests, including the school strike movement led by Greta Thunberg, Mom said he does not mind these tactics, but is frustrated about activists' dogmatic commitment to nonviolence. The left's all about violence when it's them, but if we get tricked into any type of violence, it's not called misdemeanors, it's called insurrection, the greatest crime in history. Let's go to some of the podcast, which I agree with their free speech. I don't agree he should be selling a book saying go out and blow up pipelines. That's a call to terrorism. But remember, I'm censored. He's not. Look at this little demented tool of the establishment.
Now, you've gone from deflating tires to writing a book now in 2021 called How to Blow Up a Pipeline. What was the moment that you realized that your next book would have to be about targeted sabotage and why?
That moment was very much the summer of 2018, which was unprecedented in Northern Europe for the wildfires and the drought and the heat wave. And during that summer, I felt panic and desperation, as a lot of people did. This was the summer that led Greta Thunberg to start her later very famous school strike movement.
It's all lies.
And that sort of changed the picture because in 2019, all the way up to the outbreak of the pandemic, the climate movement in the global north reached its zenith of mobilization. Really, its peak of popular force out of the streets. So the book became a product of the moment of 2019, but it's also a call for escalation, a call for the movement to diversify its tactics and move away from an exclusive focus on polite, gentle, and perfectly peaceful civil disobedience.
What actions are you recommending for the movement?
Well, I am recommending that the movement continues with mass action and civil disobedience, but also opens up for property destruction. So I'm not saying we should stop strikes or square occupations or demonstrations of the usual kind. I'm all in favor of that. But I do think we need to step up because so little has changed and so many investments are still being poured into new fossil fuel projects. So I am in favor of destroying machines, property, not harming people. That's a very, very important distinction there. And I think property can be destroyed in all manner of ways, or it can be neutralized in a very gentle fashion, as when we deflated the SUVs, or in a more spectacular fashion, as in potentially blowing up a pipeline that's under construction. That's something that people have done.
So you are recommending blowing up a pipeline. You use the phrase intelligent sabotage. What does intelligent sabotage look like in this context?
Well, let me give you a very concrete example. Right now, Total, the largest single private company headquartered in France, is constructing what will be the world's longest heated oil pipeline in Uganda and Tanzania, and displacing in that process about 100,000 farmers, all for the sake of carrying even more oil to the world market.
Let's stop right there. What displaces the farmers is not building the pipeline. They either put them above ground or below ground. Towns build up around it. The property goes up for everybody's value. And the Africans are all begging for this. They want to be industrialized. Absolute pure crap. So, again, and I guarantee you, research this guy. He's a post-humanist. They all are. They sell you to be guilty so they can engage whatever activity they want, which is terrorism. I mean, just look at that fruitcake. I mean, let me tell you, I'm not saying he's a child molester. I'm just saying if I was going to cast money for a Hollywood movie that, like, kidnaps kids and eats them, it'd be this guy, him and Brian Stelter. We'll be right back. I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because of the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time, only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have a very special guest that heads up a very large national organization that supports Trump. And she is a friend of a friend of the show. And they couldn't get any medical help in Dallas when she was traveling and had COVID. This is the new COVID, the real COVID. Or whatever it is they released. And she was deathly ill and couldn't even move. And if she'd gone to the hospital, they'd have killed her, probably. And so we got a doctor to call in prescriptions to her, and of ivermectin and Budesonide and the rest of it, and they in Dallas wouldn't give it to her. So we got in a car and drove it up to her, called to see how she was the next day. She was back on the road driving home, 90% better, just like my dad. So this stuff works. I'm not selling Budesonide or hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. And it just shows what these criminals are doing and how they're suppressing people. So it's not just all the studies saying this stuff works. I've experienced it. She's going to join us for 30 minutes next hour. Then we'll continue with news and information today. But let me just finish with that story I was just covering. You have New Yorker magazine promoting someone who's written a book on how to blow up pipelines and saying you should go out and blow up things and do all this. And notice he says, now is the time to get violent. It's like Klaus Schwab told the left, now is the time to get violent. And now is the time to crack down on the general population to cause violence, which they believe they can then steer and control to bring down the nation states and on its ashes build a one world government. That's why Ricardo Bassi, former head of the Special Forces of Australia, a very prominent, respected guy, he came out and said, we do not want to be covertly or overtly violent. We don't want to be offensively violent. We don't want to be violent. We want to go out in civil disobedience, and when they're violent to us, that hurts them. That's why they're getting more violent, not to intimidate. They don't want to make more people come out, but to try to finally get you to be violent. That's how Gandhi kicked the British Empire out. It's how the Civil Rights Act got passed. So everybody out there commenting on InfoWars, I see a minority of folks going, oh, you're just a wimp, Jones, you and Ricardo Bassi, we need violence. You know, nothing ever gets fixed without it. The founders for 20 years tried to fix things and woke a large part of the public up. Then the British got violent, started shooting people and confiscating guns. And when they started shooting people, then it started. And yeah, if the cops start actually shooting people, then it's going to go there. And I'm just saying it's very important that we realize it's the globalists that ran this. You want to go after the head of the snake. I'm not proposing violence like the left is and carrying it out. I'm saying it's a fight they're starting. It's a fight we're trying to avert. They know we're winning politically and culturally. That's why they're engaging in election fraud and trying to stop us from stopping their fraud. That's why they're trying to go ahead and get a civil war going, depending on the demographics and sociology of each country they manipulate. It's tailor-made for each one. This is all public. In the damn WikiLeaks. They don't hide it. Klaus Schwab admits they're doing this. So, discretion is the better part of valor. We're right to try to avert violence, but everyone should be prepared for every eventuality. Now, here's John Kerry in a report by John Bound that I already aired last week, but I want to play a clip out of it, dealing with the fact that the tyranny is just beginning, is the name of the piece, where John Kerry was on TV last week and said, oh, we don't care if people get reelected to governments and stop carbon taxes or the shutdown of pipelines or the shutdown of coal power plants that India and China and Mexico are building more of. Only us in the West are shut down. He said, because the corporations are going to implement this and their foot soldiers. So they have their leftist, communist, anti-human, exterminist, depopulation, 12 monkey army. And then they've got the big corporations. Pressure from above, pressure from below. This is what they're doing. This is an elitist revolution where they have all the fiat money. Now they want to make us all poor so they can get control of our lives. This is about social engineering. I met with a very respected CPA that's known nationwide. It's one of the best. And he said, Alex, you know the U.S. tax code is not about raising money. It's about social engineering. I said, I do know that. He said, well, the public doesn't. And he was explaining to me stuff I didn't even understand, but that's why I'm always learning. And so this is a known thing. This is social engineering, and now they're bullying you. Now they're saying you're not essential. Now they're locking you up in your house. Here's what John Kerry had to say.
Well, some people, Russia and China, for example, say, well, you know, history tells us that he can make all the promises he wants for 2030. There's a good chance the Republicans will be back in power by then and change everything.
Well, let me tell you why that won't happen. Because the major corporations of the world, including in the United States, are all moving in this direction. And no politician is going to turn them around once they've committed trillions of dollars to this endeavor. That's just not going to happen.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson from London has another report that's up on InfoWars.com. We're never going back to normal, says Australia's national, quote, health head. And that's what Pfizer head is also saying. Think of the level of this, how they're just announcing it like it's no big deal, and we have to accept it. 15 days to flatten the curve now is a millennium of slavery under us, putting in your body what we want, when you want, and telling you when you can leave your house, according to an app. Here's part of the report.
The scowling face of Australia's dystopian COVID nightmare has let slip the truth. No matter how hard you comply, no matter how much you humiliate yourselves, life is never returning to normal. Dr. Kerry Chant, who previously ordered Australians not to even talk to each other,
don't start up a conversation,
now admits that some restrictions will remain in place even if everyone takes regular booster shots.
I stress, we will not be ever having to go back to pre-COVID levels. We're always going to have to be mindful that COVID exists. We're going to have to engage with booster shots. We're going to have to engage with advice from time to time when we see outbreaks. We're going to have to respond. So it's not going to go back to normal. We can't deny that we're going to have to live with COVID. But having those very high vaccination levels will allow us to have more minimal restrictions or more minimal public health measures in place as we navigate the future years with COVID.
Keep complying, idiots. Meanwhile, huge packs of police continue to hunt down dangerous criminals for not wearing masks outside. Two guys in Sydney were pursued by a cop car after being spotted out not wearing masks. They desperately tried to duck into a gas station to buy them. And even though they were wearing them when they stepped outside, the cops aggressively pounced and arrested them. A news station reported that by the end of the incident, 50 cops were on the scene.
They got pounded, they got built.
One down in handcuffs, the other cops 5 knees to his ribs. They're quickly outnumbered by the police backup.
Well, the Sydney police are here. Over 50 police. Over 50 police. They blocked everything.
50 cops in response to 2 guys seen not wearing masks. In Melbourne, another guy was surrounded and arrested for the crime of not wearing a mask outside.
I know that you're not. Okay, but we have a situation where there's a coronavirus out there, and the survival rate is slightly below 100%, and I'm not willing to accept that the government's willing to shut down businesses and slow people's lives, and to enforce abusive policy that is carried out by these guys.
We agree to disagree all day long. We're not here to ruin your day, sir. We're just here to ask you to move on.
I don't need you. No, I've got every right to be here. I was born in Melbourne. This is my city. You've got no right to be here. I'm not committing any. I'm not committing any.
I'm always under arrest.
Yeah, you should probably tell me why before you grab me.
You're under
arrest. You're doing this?
You're under
arrest. Don't!
All right, folks, the full report is, quote, we're never going back to normal. And you're like, oh, well, that's just Australia. Why is Jones so obsessed with it? No, Australia admits they're a beta test. And I even had a guest on, again, a former leader of Australian Special Forces, explaining from their own documents how they planned all this. So it's unbelievable. When we come back, Pfizer CEO says that without vaccine, you are not going to be able to live. That's a quote. So talk about holding people hostage. That's it. It's now official. They're going to put in your body what they want, when they want. And it doesn't protect you, and you're a prisoner forever. That's the wages of sin. It's death. Stay with us.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. We have a special guest, Kimberly Fletcher, who heads up momsforamerica.us, and she got super sick from COVID, and we got her a doctor, and they wouldn't fill the prescription, so we had to give her our medicine, and she got better in one day. She's going to also talk about Trump coming back, the election news. I'm going to hit all that, CNN saying, this is a dangerous time. America can't survive if we question election integrity. You're not supposed to do that, said Brian Stelter. That's coming up next hour as well. But let me talk about something really, really, really serious here for everybody. We are in an information war. And the New World Order would not be censoring everybody and trying to take control of civilization and society if our speech wasn't powerful. They wouldn't be trying to restrict our speech and what we say and what we do if we didn't have a very good shot of defeating them. And in fact, they know they've been unable to suppress us now. So now they've gotten to the point of where they sit there and just say, don't listen to facts anymore. Don't investigate. Don't read the fine print. I showed you six news articles at the start of the show that aren't tongue-in-cheek from mainstream news saying, do not question reality. Do not question government or corporations. Again, that'd be like if you went to see about a elementary school for your son or daughter, and they said, you can't come in, you can't talk to the children, you can't be involved, you can't come to anything at the school, you can't ask to see a report card, you just turn your child over to us, into this black box, and then just hope we raise them right. You would never put your child in that situation, willingly. But that's what this whole New World Order, this whole vaccine, all of this is telling you to blindly trust, and that that will make you strong. And I read you news articles from the New York Times and CNN and others saying it's good to not question. It's good to turn your brain off. It's good to do what you're told. No, it's good to question these known liars. And then when you know they're lying, it's good to not comply with them and not submit to them and to pull yourself back and away from them. So I want listeners to understand that this broadcast and this audience of activists is the core of the resistance. You are the tip of the spear. And the entire future of humanity is in your hands, and you're incredibly powerful. And the fact that you care and have that connection to God and that connection to curiosity and that connection to wanting to build a better future means you are the salt of the earth. You are the future seeds that are going to sprout into a great harvest of awakening. And so everything we do here by itself is not going to save the world. But our action to save the world, our caring to save the world, our moral resistance to tyranny, and our standing up will be part of that continuum of the struggle. And in the end, with God's help, we'll save our species and take us to levels never before even dreamed of. And so I want to encourage listeners now, while you still can, as the censorship intensifies, who knows how long we'll even be here, to get hard copies of films or your archives, so you can burn digital copies and share them in the future, and so you can make DVD copies, and so you can re-upload them when and where you can in resistance. Because as things get worse, whereas people wouldn't listen to us 20 years ago, they listen now. And as things get 10 times worse, people will take what you and I and others speak about that's come true as gospel and will use that information to defeat the globalist. So our greatest work isn't even in our lifetimes. Our greatest work isn't even for those of us living today on September 27, 2021. It will be for those that carry the torch forward as we carry the torch from those before us into the present, into the future, and we hand the torch over as we collapse into dust. But our life goes on through those individuals' true eternal life through the genetic line, but continuing at levels above as well. Only one facet of our eternal spirit manifest in front of us in this dimension as we know it to be called life. Flowing through the space-time continuum as the living water and the will of God and the genetic creation that we are and all the beauty and the conception and the worship that comes from it. And so in that, we need to take action. And so all of you need to not wait and go to InfoWarsStore.com or CovenLand.com and get your copy of CovenLand, the Lockdown Part 1, that chronicles their lies, their fraud, how they locked us down, and then what they were going to do in the future, so that people will have it to educate others to understand how these criminals carried this out, because they're expunging off the Internet the old history of their old lies for new, because when the compendium of lies is shown, it wakes up basically everybody that sees it. This is designed to wake up the general public. Get your copy at CovenLand.com for $19.95, and then get a free copy of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement with it that shows the whole backstory and the whole plan and the predictions of what was coming that you now see unfold in CovenLand 14 years later. You can make copies of both. Both are zero country code, meaning they work anywhere in the world. We've made the films. We've taken the action. Now the rest is up to you. The ball is in your court. You choose to resist and not roll over and die? You refuse to submit to the tyranny? Or will you lay down? It really is a very simple equation. I know you choose action. And so I've been very excited to get out 40,000 plus copies of Endgame the last few months without even trying, because people have figured out that it all came true. Well, learn how they're doing it now and what's coming next in COVID land and how to stop them. This five-part series is the battle plan, the blueprint of exposing these criminals and bringing them to justice. This needs to be seen by every city council, every county commission, every lawmaker. COVID land. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And up until October 6th, if you order, you'll get a free copy of Endgame. After that, we are not going to have a free copy of Endgame with COVID land part one. All right. Today is also the last day to get 50% off on Winter Sun and Ultra 12. That sale will end tomorrow morning. That, again, is what funds our operation. It will also end the sale for Knockout, the eight different natural ingredients for great, deep, restful sleep. And, of course, the T-shirt sale will end today. I should have mentioned that. $9.95 for the low-cost shirts, $14.95 for the more expensive designer ones. It averages out where the shirts are all being sold in ball caps at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank all of our affiliates. Please support our local radio stations. Become a sponsor. Support your sponsors. Just make a flat donation, even through a commercial radio station. These shows are doing more to expose the devil and the abortion and the satanic pedophile rings than your mainline church. And I'm not putting your churches down, but most of them are cowardly. I'm just saying that your local station, secular station, putting us on the air, is doing light years more than probably most of the churches in your town combined. So I would mail them $20 a month, $100 a month, and tell them it's because Alex Jones shows on. I can't tell you how that has gotten stations to take us from being on at night to being on during the day. And we've reached so many new people. So if you're listening to us on station, spread the word about the station and support them. And don't count on others to take action. You're taking action is what's going to win this war. And again, I thank you for your support. We are trying to fund ourselves. And last year we dug out of a big hole we were in thanks to you. And then because of the COVID lockdowns, the supply chain broke down. And so you've noticed most of our best-selling items have been sold out for 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, even a year, because we have a high-quality organic ingredients in our supplements. And so then when something's got a bunch of ingredients and you can't get one of the ingredients, you just can't put it out. And so we're going to have, I don't know what we're going to do. That's been a big problem. And so I've tried to bring on some sponsors. I've tried to, you know, plug some other things, but I'm just T-shirts and coffee cup sales, you know, don't cut it. So I want to thank you all that continue to get the products that we do have in. And Winter Sun is excellent. So is vitamin B12 with the Ultra 12. But that's going to run out too. So we have to end that sale tomorrow. It'll be months till more of that comes in. But because they're one ingredient items, very high quality, we're able to get them. It's the 5, 6, 10, 20 ingredient items that are really, really rough because, again, the globalists are invoking a worldwide depression by design. Here's Zero Hedge. Panic buying could leave 90% of UK gas stations dry. And here in the U.S., Costco limits purchase of toilet paper, paper towels, and bottled water amid inflation supply chain issues. Yeah, it's not just people panic buying. I think more lockdowns are coming because they are. It's because the supply chains are breaking down. I know that's hitting you all, and I know it's rough. And so that's why we got to come together as families, you know? No shame in moving in with your parents or moving in with your kids or whatever. We all got to huddle together now, support each other, and not support the big globalist corporations. All right, we got a very special guest and a testimony that's going to save a lot of lives. And we got the news of the election and them panicking and what's going to be coming out next and so much more. We'll be right back with hour number three.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.